We are joined right now by the UFC women's bantamweight and featherweight champion. First woman in UFC history to hold two belts at the same time. 16 of 18 wins by finish, including 13 by knockout. Most knockouts in UFC women's bantamweight history. Most wins in UFC women's bantamweight history. Facing Jermaine Durandamy at UFC 245. That's Saturday night, live from Las Vegas on pay-per-view. Amanda Nunes is my guest. Amanda, it's nice to have you on. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, good, Amanda. So we're a couple of days out from the fight. I'm curious, how was your camp, and how is Fight White Week going for you?
Honestly, the camp was amazing. You know, same exact like was my last one. And the fight week is great, you know. We have a lot of things to do, of course, a lot of busy things, but we have time to work out, break a sweat, and everything's fine, you know, ready to go.
Amanda Nunes joining us. You know, Amanda, you and I have not spoken, so let me ask you, when you were growing up in Brazil, you played soccer, and then your sister introduced you to jiu-jitsu. What did you like about jiu-jitsu?
First of all, it's a single sport, you know. You with yourself. And the problem for me play soccer was I depend on other people, you know. And that was a hard thing for me. And when I start training jiu-jitsu, I find the thing that I look for. And I never stop after that.
Amanda Nunes is my guest. Now, there's a story also about how you watched UFC 157 on pay-per-view, and that was the first women's fight in UFC history. Ronda Rousey won by armbar. What do you remember about that fight, and what kind of thoughts did you have that night?
Which fight? Which one?
When Ronda Rousey won by armbar in UFC 157, the first women's fight in UFC history. You watched that fight, right?
I guess who? I don't remember.
I thought the story was that you saw that fight, and then the first thing you thought was, I'm going to kick her ass.
No, actually, it was against Camushi, Lisa Camushi.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't even watch that fight, the whole thing, honest. And I was, at the same day, have a fight. All our friends from the gym was fighting the same day, and me and Nina was in the show. And when we finished in the show, to watch the our friends, we run to see if we'd be able to watch that fight. We run it late, and then we saw just Ronda Rousey got her hands raised. But we watched the clips of her when we got in the bar, and I saw was the arm bar, and that was a huge moment for women's MMA.
That's what I'm getting at. So you and Nina saw that, and you saw the clips. Were you thinking at that point, I mean, did you start to formulate thoughts, I know that I can beat her. I'm going to be the world champion one day.
Yeah, definitely. You know, that was always the goal, be the best, you know. When I started soccer, I want to be the best at soccer. Anything that I do in my life, I want to be the best, you know. I want to do my best. And when I saw that happen, I knew right away I would be the one. I'm gonna get the belt soon. And at the time, I was the only Brazilian was in the top 10. I know UFC is going to sign me. I know right away. Just a matter of time. And I got the call. I got the contract. But I expect it already. And when I saw the fight, me and Nina was talking about it. You know, like, soon we're going to get that belt for her. But Holly take for us. Misha take from Holly. And after, that was my time. And now, here I am.
Here you are. Amanda Nunes is my guest. Here you are, not only a champ, but a double champ. Not only the best in the game, but arguably the best to ever do it. And at the same time, Amanda, while you're the greatest fighter of all time, I think most would argue, you're still posting videos on Twitter of you and Nina talking about washing dishes, who should unload the dishwasher, and things like that. You've said that without Nina, I don't know if any of this happens. How much does she mean to you and everything in your life?
You know, like when you're born to do something, you do, like, with or without the person. But when Nina got in my life, it's like everything flowed very well, you know. We're very happy. We like the same things. She fight. She understand me, you know. And we work very well. We have so much fun together. And a lot of people ask us, like, those videos, how happened? Say, like, honestly, like, sometimes I didn't even want to do, just happen. Maybe, like, sometimes when I play with my phone and then I see something funny, I want to share with everybody and I post that. But, yeah, Nina is was a huge thing happening in my life. You know, we help each other. We got each other back, and we grow together.
That's great. That's great. That's fun. Now you're going to fight Jermaine on Saturday. You did beat her back in 2013. When they came to you with this fight, why did you say yes?
You know, like, because she just beat the contender, Aspen Ladd. She deserved, you know. She was a former champion at 145. The only problem is she didn't defend her belt, but at least she got the belt, and she make her way back. And now when they call me, I say, like, I take it. They don't offer me anything else. They just offer me her, and I take it.
Amanda Nunes, my guest, for a couple of more moments. Amanda, before I let you go, I want to ask you about something your coach, Mike Brown, said. Mike Brown talks about when some fighters win, they can stop improving because they just don't want to do the work. They feel like they've got it. What I'm doing is working, yet that's not what you're doing, that you continue to stay motivated and you're looking to get better and add new tools. How much better are you right now than you were even a few years ago?
Yeah, definitely. I want to keep it grow. Make me excited. See myself do something new every time in the fight. And having that belt at home, those belts at home, driving me really forward and keeping me motivated to keep evolving. Every time that I step in the gym, I want to learn something. I want to really, like, put myself in the top every time. And when me and Mike Brown training, I always learn something new for him. This is the good thing about all my coaches. They evolve with me. They are smart and making me, like, better. If my coach evolve with me, we're going to be great forever. And, yeah, I feel like everything that I do, I put it work on. I put it my blood. I put it my sweat on, you know. And I want to do the best. I want to keep growing. I feel like everything that I want, I do happy, you know. I'm happy my life. If I'm happy, my fighter life is happy as well. I think that's why I keep evolving, I keep stay here where I am right now.
Man, one last thought, and I'm really so impressed by that, but how do you keep the main thing the main thing? You know, like, for instance, when you have success, and then all of a sudden you have all these great things that come because of the hard work you've done, it's easy to get caught up in material things, caught up in the wrong things, but you're still a fighter and a champion at heart. How do you keep the main thing, and not get caught up in all those other shiny things, if you know what I mean?
You know, I learn it with life, you know. In my whole career, I have ups and downs. And my last down moment really helped me to put my foot on the ground, you know, and be ready for this moment that I'm here right now. And I feel like I learn it with the people, you know. When I look at people doing something wrong, I look myself and, like, I never gonna do that, you know. I learn it with people. The best school is the life, you know, and I learn it with it. And I feel like that is the big things. I have a good base, you know. My family raised me. My mom raised me very well. I always want to be the best, but I waited for my time. I never stepped in nobody else, like, toes. I never did anything bad for nobody. I know the life would have given me back, you know. I'm a good person. If you are, the life is going to give you good things back.
And lastly, Amanda, you have a good dog, too. You have a pit bull named Romeo. The videos that you post are great. What is Romeo like?
Oh, he's great. He's my best friend, you know. We have such a good time at home. I always tell Nina, like, when you know at home, like, look like I have somebody into. Because we, like, do a lot of things. We play outside. We go to the dog park. We really have a good time. And, you know, dogs are always good. They keep you company. They kind of know what you feel at the time. If you're sad, they're there. If you're mad, they didn't even come next to you. Then, like, I feel like the dogs really give you, like, a good friendship. And I always like to have my dogs around.
She is the double champ, UFC women's bantamweight and featherweight champion, and it's a big one. It's UFC 245 Saturday night. It's live from Las Vegas, Amanda Nunes and Jermaine Durandamy. Amanda, so nice to meet you and so nice to have you on the show. That was a great conversation. Good luck, and we will be watching this weekend. Nice to have you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Amanda. Thank you so much. Sincerely, that was great. She is very charming and very lethal and very skilled and very accomplished. And she is fierce and so interesting. That was tremendous. I really enjoyed that conversation. If it sounded like I was enjoying that conversation, it's because I was really enjoying that conversation. That is the double champ.